CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Inflation. It is the debate in this presidential year. Is inflation curing itself thanks to the Federal Reserve? Or is inflation much worse than Washington wants to admit? And those of us who shop at the grocery store say we don't believe things are getting better. I have someone to settle this score, Veronique DeRougie of the Mercatus Center, writing a column at Creator Syndicate as to why the perception is inflation is not tamed. And the political opinion is we're doing fine, relax. Things are in order. Rates are coming down, despite the fact they're the 23-year high, and everything's going to work out. Veronique, a very good evening to you. It's not just posturing. It's perception that's most important. We in the consumer class feel that inflation is crushing. You take us to a revelation of something that happened in the 20th century where they changed the rules about inflation. How so? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, so it's really interesting because there, for the last, I would say, 6 months, there's been a lot of talk from people saying, what's going on? Like, the economy is obviously doing well by a lot of measures. Inflation's going down. We're almost down at 3% or so. And yet people continue to be so unhappy and grumpy about the state of the economy. And so Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton, and a bunch of his co-authors decided to actually look into this question. And what they realized is that actually it could be simply that it's not just that, yes, when inflation goes down, right, the rate of the increase of prices is slowed down, but prices remain high. What they realized is actually inflation is probably higher than the measures tells us. And what they did is that they set out to look at the way inflation used to be measured in the 70s until the beginning of the 80s and apply that method to the current inflation. The big change basically between the way we used to measure inflation back then and the way we are measuring inflation now is that it doesn't include the cost of money, interest rates. So if you buy a house, it doesn't measure basically the difference in the increase in your mortgage and in your monthly payment from now compared to what it would have been, let's say, 3 years ago. And that's a big deal because that's really an enormous part of your budget. And people are faced with it every month when they're paying their mortgage, when they're paying their car loans. So 83 is when they remove the interest payments on house, on mortgages. And I think it's later in the 90s that they removed interest payments on cars.
Well, what is odd about this is they didn't tell us, because what have they substituted for mortgage? I mean, if you have a mortgage at 2% or 3% or 4%, which was imaginable 5 years ago, it now goes to 7 or 8%. You got to pay that. It's not like you have a discretion. And so, if they leave that out, what do they substitute for housing?
Rent. They substitute rent. So the measure for housing cost is measured by rent, and to some extent, you know, it's they maybe they so. There was a debate, I'm sure, at the time about what is the best measure. And there will continue to be a debate about what is the best way to measure inflation. I mean, there are always problems with measure. But one of the things that I assume is that the decision came from the fact that new buyers of home they don't represent the majority of people. And this is why they ended up going to using rent as opposed to the way they were measuring it. And there are still people, like I quote in my piece, I quote John Cochrane, who says, it depends. When you think about the best way to measure inflation, it really actually depends on the question you're asking, right? If you want to actually kind of know what inflation feels like for a majority of American, maybe the new the new measure is better. That said, you know, if you're asking whether really people feel that they're better off than a year ago, that if that's really is your question, the old one actually gives you more answers.
Let's get to what it would be if we were using the pre-98, pre-1983 model. What would the inflation look like now? Have you calculated that?
Oh, so Summers and his co-authors, they did use the old pre-83 methods and applied it to inflation now. And the measure at its peak would have been 18%, which is much higher than the 14%
peak. That's twice what we peaked at. We peaked at 9.
Yes. And it's also much higher than the inflation we had in the 80s, in the 90s and 80s. And now it would still be roughly 8%.
Well, that's what it feels like. That's why all the complaining.
I think that's it's a big explanation. It's like the cost of money, basically. It's like people who want to buy a new house face really high mortgage interest rates. People who want to buy cars face higher interest rates. People who are paying their credit cards debt in particular face much higher interest rates. And credit card debt is really high right now. And obviously it changes every month. So I think this is really it's probably likely. In fact, they went and they looked at how much did this difference, the gap between what inflation, how we measure inflation now and how it was measured before, account for the customer satisfaction discrepancy. And they said it's roughly 70%. So it accounts for a lot of it's a big part of the discontent. And so people are not simply just not unhappy for no good reason. It's not a vibe session. Like a lot of people said, it's all about vibes. People have the sense that things are not going well when everything's going great. But actually there is something real and painful for many American people about right now. And that in spite of a growing economy and no recession.
30 seconds, detail. Is there this debate? Is it moving towards resolving this? Are they going to go back to the old method?
I don't know. I think I have no idea. I'm speculating here. Again, there are good reasons for them moving away from the old method. It is possible that it will trigger alternative methods of measuring inflation going forward. But and it could be that, you know, in the same way as we talk about there's a top line, the top line for inflation, and then their core,
right,
where you remove food and energy. Well, it's possible that from now on, they're also going to where people are going to be looking at the pre-1983 way of measuring inflation.
Introducing doubt about inflation, according to the U.S. government. Véronique Duruzy, writing at the Creators Syndicate. She's at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.